Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I do hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I am Psychic Medium Michael, your host for this program. And I'm glad you're here. Yesterday, let's explain. Yesterday, when you do live programs, it can get a little crazy. I've resolved the issues of live program by moving someplace a little quieter than where I was. And so hopefully we won't have that problem anymore. I do apologize to the guest we had yesterday. We will be getting her back on here with us. But things are just crazy sometimes, guys. And so, but we do apologize. She will be back with us. I have talked to her. I have explained what happened. And so she will be back with us. And we do apologize to you for yesterday's program. Okay? You know, it's okay to apologize every once in a while, especially. But there are some things that I had no control over then. But sometimes, you know, spiritless things happen to let you know, hey, okay, there's an issue. And so we've moved to a studio sort of type thing where we won't have those interruptions. All right. So that's all good. All right. Let's go ahead and we're going to go ahead and open with a song. We haven't done that for a couple of days. So we're going to open with a song. If you would like to be a part of the program, you can do so by calling me at 347-327-9316. Phone lines are open. I think it says I'm taking phone calls later on in the program, but our phone lines are open at this moment in time. So it says 347-327-9316. Phone lines are open. Okay. We'll be taking calls throughout the program. Let's go ahead and open with a song, and then I'll talk to you for a little bit. All right, we'll be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Card for the show comes from my Gaia deck today, and it's the Lost card. And on the bottom of the card are three words I want to focus on: grief, sadness, and resurrection. I just feel a lot of you today are in the place of grief and sadness. And I don't know if you've been feeling that, but I've been feeling that. There's just this, I don't know, it feels just like a cloud. Do you guys feel that? But that too shall pass. I'm going to be talking about a few things that could be causing that here as we go on in the program today. But there's just a sense of I don't know, like sad. Just like, man, I don't know, but I just feel sad, Michael. And a lot of you have been telling me that. But that too shall pass. The one word I want to focus on here is resurrection. You know, there was a time in my life that I hit rock bottom. I did. There was a time in my life where everything crashed down. But out of that place began to form what I am today, or who I am right now, in this now moment with you. I don't know if I'm going to have a next now moment. I hope so. But right now, I'm in this now moment with you. And I'm in that place of resurrection. I know that Spirit is raising me up, rebuilding. You know, it's a shift in consciousness, and I'm going to be talking about that. That is where we are right now. We are in a place of shifting. And we need to shift. Old ways are not working. The same old, same old, same old is creating the same old results. And we need different. We want different. Let's create different. Okay? So we are in a place of resurrection right now. We are in a place of rebirth right now. Not just as individuals, but as a world. And so I'm going to be talking about a few things here shortly. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we're going to be taking your calls. If you would like to be a part of the program, it is 347-327-9316. Let me give you instructions for today. I do have several callers today, so please only ask one question per caller. If you need more time with me, there's a really easy way to do that. You go to www.insightswithmichael.com and you set up a full reading with me. Actually, my readings are half price right now. Will be until the end of the month. And they're a bargain now. So go ahead and set up one with me if you think you need one. You can do that over at www.insightswithmichael.com. All right, let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, man, I just thank you for this day. And right now, I just ask you to let me get completely out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program to speak into the hearts of the people that are listening to my voice right now. Father, Mother, God, I pray right now for the people that are listening to my voice, live or archived. And Father, Mother, God, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, Mother, God, let us know that and focus on that and really let that sink in. There's a lot of people that don't know what that means right now, but that's okay because you love us right where we are. And Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for that. And right now, I just pray that you would meet their needs physically, spiritually, mentally, whatever needs they have today, that you would meet them. Right now, Father, Mother, God, I pray for Rose and her son. They are still traveling home, and I appreciate her being here today with us. But Father, Mother, God, I pray that you would continue to let their journey home be peaceful, be joyful. And Father, Mother, God, just surround them with angels. And when people pass that car, they go, wow, what is going on? I felt something. Because you're with them. So continue to keep them safe. I appreciate you keeping them safe up to this point, and I know that you will continue to do so. Father, Mother, God, right now, I ask that you would surround all of us with that white light of protection. And we say namaste. And we say amen. And we say hello to Susie B. Hi.
Hey, Michael.
Hi. How can I help you?
I've just been going through another rough patch with my daughter.
Okay.
And she actually was one day from being, her car being repossessed.
Okay.
3 months missed payment, and back at me. She comes back at me like it's her birthright and privilege for me to keep funding her financially.
Okay.
She borrowed money from me, which I happen to need myself very badly to pay
right.
a couple of bills, and I just don't know what's...
Okay. Well, Spirit's telling me to tell you that you need to stand in your own power. There's a point, Susie B., there's a point in life we want to help people, yes. And when it's our kids, we definitely want to help, you know. But there's a point, that we have to say, okay, you know what? I've done all I can do, and you need to take responsibility for your own life. The one thing that Spirit's telling me is that this is the time for people to take responsibility for themselves.
Right.
And so what you need to do is you love her, yes, but you cannot continue on the path that you're going on right now because it's draining you financially, it's draining you emotionally. It's draining you in every area of your life right now. And this has been an ongoing problem with her and with some of your other kids as well. And so what you need to do, Susie, this is your time to stand up and say, you know what? I got to take care of Susie B. I got to pay my own bills. I got to keep the lights on. I got to keep food in my tummy. And there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, the one thing we love people, and I've had this problem too in the past, is, you know, we give. But then what happens is somewhere along the line, we forget to take care of ourselves.
That's so true.
And then we get burned out. And then we wonder why we're burned out. And then we realize we've given away all of our power. We've given away all of our energy. And then we're just depleted. And then no wonder we're feeling the way we are. So the one thing I would tell you, Susie B, you need to recharge your own batteries. You got to take care of Susie B. And just say, hey, you know what? This is what is going to happen here. I love you, but I just can't do this anymore. And if she loses her car, that is her responsibility. That is her problem. And that is something that she's going to have to work out. And maybe this is time for her to have some issues where she needs to work some things out. You know, that's just life sometimes. But, you know, I the one thing that Spirit's telling me is that you need to learn how to say no.
Yes, and then the thing is that even if I do come through for her, she's so disrespectful to me
right.
and her words.
Right.
I just don't want to hear from her anymore.
Right.
I honestly
yeah.
don't, because if she can't respect me, I don't
right.
want to hear from her.
Right, yeah. And but, you know, I got a card in front of me from a guy deck that says Harmony, and it talks about power and self-confidence. You got to find that for yourself, and she's got to find that for herself. And that's one thing that we have to learn. If we keep helping people over and over and over, they are never going to learn how to help themselves. They are never going to step into that self-confidence that they have to have. And so, you know, I would just, you know, really pray about this, but I would also learn how to say no. And I appreciate you calling in. I'm going to have to move on, but I do appreciate you calling in, okay?
Okay, Michael. Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, too. All right, bye-bye. Hopefully that's helped. Okay. Let's go ahead and talk to 214. Could you please say your name out loud for me, please?
It's Bianca.
Okay, how can I help you today?
So I had a relationship question. Recently, the partner that I was with decided to leave the relationship, and it was a very cold, abrupt, and really no explanation type of thing.
Okay.
And I wanted to kind of get some insight on part of me, of course, because we always want to blame ourselves, which I know
right.
is not healthy. But
no.
I kind of feel sort of left in the dark. And,
okay.
you know,
okay.
I do want a – so anyways, I just wanted your thoughts on that or your insight
okay.
on that.
Yeah, okay. And I can sort of relate to this because I had a relationship that ended abruptly. You know, the person, you know – I went to their house, and I was supposed to be there for 7 days. I arrived the first day, and they said, I want to break up.
Mm-hmm.
No explanation. No, you know, just,
mm-hmm.
you know. They just said they couldn't do this anymore, and I don't know what that meant. So I understand. What I will tell you is this is not you, okay? And what Spirit wants you to be sure that you don't do, which you mentioned, is anytime we have a breakup, we immediately think we did something wrong or we're awful or we're bad or, you know what I'm saying? And don't do
right.
that to yourself, okay? Because, first of all, that's not healthy and that's not going to correct this problem, okay? That's not going to fix this, okay? That's just going to make things worse, going to make you sick and not feel good about yourself. And I feel like you've done that in the past, so let's not make this mistake again, okay? And
okay.
so, but as far as with him, I do feel like, you know, that this is all him. I just feel like that he just couldn't do this with you. Now, I will tell you that there is somebody else around him.
Okay.
Okay. Does that mean that they're an intimate relationship? I don't know that. I don't see that. But I will tell you with everything inside of me, that there is somebody else. Now, does that somebody else mean that this is a romantic? I want you to be clear on what I'm seeing and what I'm saying here, okay? I want you to be clear on this.
Okay.
Because I don't want any confusion. the one thing I keep seeing is I do see a woman influencing him. Now, does that mean that they're in a relationship? This could be a family member. This could be anybody. Okay, I want to be clear on this. Okay, but
okay.
I will tell you that there is a woman that influenced him to break up. Okay, because I immediately saw it. At this moment in time, I would tell you that he's not cheating. I mean, there's nobody else. I mean, he wouldn't be cheating because you guys are broke up. But you know, but I don't see that. I don't see an intimate relationship. But there is a woman around him that's either whispering her in his ears or enticing him or something. But there is somebody else around him. I can feel their energy. So I wanted to be clear on that. Is that the reason why he broke up with you? Some of it, yes, this influence. So I don't know. But,
okay.
You know, the one that I'll tell you, I don't feel like you guys will get back together. I'm really sorry. I just got to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? I don't feel like you guys are going to get back together. Can a friendship come out of this? Possibly. But that's really iffy even. But there is somebody else about ready to come into your path. I would say by the end of the year, you're moving on with somebody else, somebody that will commit to you, somebody that will give you what you need. And he's just unable. This guy, unfortunately, is unable to do that right now. And so, you know, I hopefully that didn't hurt you. But, you know, there is somebody else coming into your path here. Somebody that definitely is what you're looking for. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. And, yeah, you know, and unfortunately, you know, in life, relationships have to end for somebody else to come in. You know, somebody else can't come in while we're still in a relationship with somebody else. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, we just pick the wrong choices. And so then Spirit has to come in and go, okay, what is this? And then so that relationship has to end so we can have that perfect person that Spirit wants for our life. And that's what's about to come into your path, is that perfect relationship, is that soulmate relationship, is that, you know, man, wow, firework relationship. So that's what, you know, we're all looking for, and that's what we're all wanting in our lives. And so, but I definitely see that coming into your path. And I do appreciate you calling in, and so hopefully that's helped. Let's talk to Elizabeth in Texas. Hi. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
I am awesome. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay. Well, that doesn't sound like you're doing awesome, but you're still hanging here. All right.
Anyway, so my quick question is,
okay,
we are wanting to move.
Okay.
We live in Texas, and my father-in-law recently passed away, but we were in Oklahoma, and now we want to move there. So basically my question is, do you see that move for us?
Okay. All right. Let me be quiet for just a second while I tap into this. Okay. Definitely yes. I would not see it. Unfortunately, I'm not seeing it like really fast. I don't know if you know, you guys are thinking about fast. But what I mean by fast is I wouldn't see it toward – I would possibly see it around November, December of this year or really early next year. But definitely do see you guys in Oklahoma. I will say that. So, you know, it's not like tomorrow, but it is possibly – it looks like about, like I said, November, December here where you would possibly be moving. But I'm going to lean also really close to next year because first thing I picked up was 2014, and but you know, things can change. You know, everything is subject to change. But at this now moment, I'm going to go with I wouldn't see a move really until about 2014, but like early 2014. Okay.
That's actually perfect because we own a business, so we still need to sell the business and get everything in order.
Yeah,
you know,
and so that would give you plenty of time to do that. Your business will sell. There is somebody that is, as soon as you guys put that up or even put the word out there, they would snatch that up.
Mm-hmm.
There is somebody.
We actually
somebody,
have somebody in line already.
Yeah, there is somebody. Yeah, there is somebody that's already interested in that. Yeah. And so there's actually two people that are actually going to fight over that. So you're going to have a choice here. One of them is going to offer a little bit more money, so you're going to have to keep that in mind. That business will definitely sell. So you are definitely moving to Oklahoma, and this is where Spirit wants you. You know, right now is in Oklahoma. So, and that's definitely what I'm seeing. Okay.
That's awesome. Thank you. Have a great day. And see,
you
now
too,
I'm better.
All right. Yeah. See, now you're awesome. All right. So that's good. I'm glad I could create awesome in your life. All right. So that's good. Hey, that's better than creating disaster. We just want to keep on moving forward. Talking about moving forward, let's talk to 808. Could you please say your name for me, please?
Hi, my name is Kuleilani.
Oh, okay. There was no way I was going to try to say that. So how can I help you today?
Okay, wait. Let me slow it down. Kuleilani. There you go.
Okay, thank you. All right, okay, go ahead. How can I help?
And I'm calling from Honolulu, and I just want to see what Spirit has to say about my relationship, or if there's any advice.
Okay.
You're talking about a shift. Mine was an emotional shift. It was happy or sad. Mine was like I had immense love, and it shifted to where the love changed for me. I want to feel what I used to feel, but there's just something that won't let me.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is I feel like that both of you shifted. Okay. This is what I'm seeing in Spirit, and I'm just going to share with you what I'm seeing. Okay. Because this happens a lot of times. I mean, this happens with friendships. This happens with business partners. You're going along and then you're moving on to a higher consciousness is what's going on with you right now. You're moving higher and higher on your spiritual journey. This other person, for whatever reason, is not doing that at this moment. Now, will they? Possible, yes. But what's happened is that was that shift. And you felt that. I mean, you felt something happen right there. And again, you said that you can't explain that, but that's what happened. Can this relationship be worked out? Definitely. Communication here, you meditating about it, you praying about it, you know, whatever you believe in, asking, you know, for them to help you with this. Because do you want to continue this relationship, right? Do you want this to continue?
I do and I don't. I mean, for the children, yes. But as the way I feel now, if he doesn't want to be in close range, like, he has this whole idea of, like, working in California while I'm here with four children in Honolulu.
That's not going to work.
6 months into this, I'm not feeling it. It's not working. It's 6 months to get work.
And then you have to pay back
all the money you borrowed to get there. And that's meanwhile, I have to work four times as harder by myself. Yeah. So it's kind of getting depressing. I don't know if I want it to work out.
Right. and that's communication. This is where communication comes into play. And you just need to be honest with him. You know, you just need to say, okay, you know, this is not going to work if you leave. This just can't work. And he knows that, and you know that. And so, you know, you just need to talk to him about how you're feeling. Now, if he chooses to continue moving, you know, in the direction he's moving, then, of course, it won't work. I mean, and I will tell you, there was a possible change in this relationship at the end of the year. I will tell you that I saw something shifting here where, you know, if this can't be worked out, then there is a shift where he does go away, you move on with your life, and then there's somebody else that comes into your life, because I saw another person in your life next year. So there is always that possibility, but, you know, the thing here is you have to look at what is good for you at the moment, what's good for the kids at the moment, and everybody concerned. You know what I'm saying? You got four kids.
Yeah.
If he won't listen to you, if he won't get on the same page with you, you know, then it's time to move on to something else. And I hope that you guys can work this out. But I will tell you as a reader, I will tell you that I do see somebody else waiting in the wings. somebody else waiting in the wings means that there's a good chance that that person will step in, okay? And so I just need to tell you what I'm seeing, okay? And hopefully that's helped you
okay.
today.
Thank you. God bless
Thank
you.
You.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, my thing is I'm always hoping that relationships can work out, that, you know, things can get better. And if things don't get better, then there's always other choices. There's always other situations. And so Spirit never leaves us without other choices. But my prayer is, you know, because of the sakes of the kids, you know, I want what's best for everybody's higher good in this situation. And that's how we're going to be praying for this. And just remember that, okay? Let's go ahead and... hold on for just a second. Okay, let's go to Anne-Marie. Hi, Anne-Marie.
Hi, Michael. I wanted to give you confirmation on my tooth.
Okay.
You prayed for my two teeth, uh-huh. and the pain stopped.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Yes. Now I'm going to manifest the money to have them pulled.
Yeah. Well, the money's coming. I actually see those teeth being pulled. Looks like next month actually. So yeah, we got to get that. We got to get those teeth out of your head. And
mm-hmm.
You know, I have some teeth in my head that need to come out of there too.
Right.
But you know, it takes money sometimes, and we have to have that. But you know, Spirit will. Working on your behalf and definitely see those teeth out of your head, I would say at least by mid-September here.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Anything else I can help you with today? And I appreciate you telling us about that confirmation. So,
yeah, I just wanted
else?
To say what a blessing you are. Maybe if you could pull a card. I'm kind of feeling like stagnant in my life situation right now. I really want to do, like, be with my son in Peru. I want to... you know, right. help people teach or whatever, and I just feel like nobody gets me here. I just feel like you did show on the other day, and I sent you an email how apropos it was about people pleasing, and I've always wanted to, you know, make other people
right.
happy, do nice things, and it ends up backfiring
yep.
because, you know, for whatever reason, I try not to take it personal, but I'm just not happy. I just feel like there's so much more I could be doing.
Right.
Does that make any sense?
It makes sense, and I want to talk to you about something that Spirit just showed me. Are you happy with you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
My smile.
Yeah.
I
so
lost my smile.
Yeah. So we need to get you. We need to get you happy with you, and how we do that is by the card that I have in front of me, which is the Zen Garden card, and it goes talks about inner sanctuary. Spirit says that you need to spend some time going inward. The problem right now, Anne-Marie, and this happens to all of us from time to time, but the problem here is that you're a little bit too much in your head and not enough in your spirit. And you're looking at all the outside chaos. You're looking at all the stuff that's going on the outside and missing the inside. You're not supposed to be in Peru right now. Now, does that mean that you won't go there? There's a possibility you'll go there, but not right now.
Right.
Everything has its timing, you know.
I know.
And the one thing is, you're sort of like me in some ways. There's you know, a lot of times spiritual beings, we have a hard time grounding on this planet. You know, for some reason, we just feel like that we're always out of place. You know, that we're just lost at times. But that's our perception. And this is one thing that Spirit wants me to tell you. That's our perception. And one thing that Stephen worked with me on is looking at things differently. You know, there's a reason why you're right where you are right now. So you need to look at that and work in that energy. But the one thing I would tell you, meditation here is a key. I would see you in Peru possibly... looks like to me maybe the end of next year. Spirit has a way of working things out, okay?
Yeah.
Now, is your son planning on coming home? Why would I see that?
He's discussed it a few times. I mean, he has come back to visit, but actually he just went from the mountainous region to the high jungle. He hooked up with a friend that's building a house, and then he's going to be going back to Juarez in the mountains to take a course on natural house building out of Cobb. He's all over the place.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Now, he never mentioned coming back home.
Yeah, because I feel his presence here. I feel like that he's going to be coming home for a visit here shortly, actually. I would say before the end of the year. It's not going to be he's not going to be there for a very long time, but I do feel like he's going to pop in here, okay? But I do appreciate you calling in, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Michael. You've been a blessing.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and, okay, I keep getting stopped. Oh, hold on for just a minute. I keep getting stopped by spirit. Let me try to figure out why here. I keep getting stopped here. Janet, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, how can I help you today?
I have a question regarding my husband, myself, and my son.
Okay. What is is there a particular question here?
My husband and I are trying to work with our son, trying to guide him because we have people surrounding us that we need to stay out of that chaos and be choosy on who we associate with.
Oh, definitely.
And,
yeah.
Right. And it is a very hairy situation. Our son is 26, young-minded, and he's being a little negative, and we're trying to reach him an adult way from another, also from a spiritual realm. We all have gifts of somewhat, and right now I'm learning and into this, and he doesn't want any part of it. So our trying to mentor him with this issue of, even though you're lonely, you need to still be choosy right now on who you associate with. He's putting negativity out. My husband, we think, finally was able to get through to him this morning. And from you, I think I want to see if the angels will validate that there's progress going on here.
Okay. Okay, let me go ahead and pull a couple cards really quick here, and let me see what the cards are focusing on. I'm going to just look at this for a second. All right. Yeah, I do feel like that the conversation this morning did trigger something. If he allows that to grow, you know what I'm saying, then that would be good.
Yes.
But your son is very strong-willed and stubborn at times. And very easily influenced by outside sources. There are people around him that are dangerous, actually, at the moment. And I'm not trying to scare you, not trying to make you worry, but I think you already know this.
I do.
Yeah, because he's involved with people that are involved with other people. That this is just a bad situation right now. This could escalate into something really not good for him. So
we know this, and that's why I'm here with you right now to see where we are at.
And I believe that it did plant a seed. I want to pray for your son, if that's okay. I definitely want to pray for this situation because he's in a very dangerous situation in his life right now. And I want to pray for him. Yeah. So let's go ahead and pray for him. Do you mind if we have his first name? If you do, we can go with an initial. But do you mind if we have a name?
I'm going to give you more than the first name because there's a father and a son.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
but
you can give me.
It's going to be Gordon, and we call him Junior.
Junior? Okay. All right. Let's go ahead, and we're going to use Junior to pray for him, okay?
And Father, ask anybody else for the prayers also.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody will be praying with us. I'm sure they know how to pray with us. So, okay, let's go ahead and go to prayer, all right? Father, Mother God, right now I just pray for Junior and the situation in his life. And Father, Mother God, right now I ask that you surround him, even if he might not believe in you and believe in angels or whatever he believes in. I just ask you to surround him right now. And these people that are around him that are dangerous, I ask you to remove them away from him, whatever ways that that's needed. And Father, Mother God, I pray that you would just let the seed that was planted in his head today continue to grow. He's got parents that really love him and care about him. He's got an awesome spirit within him. So please keep him safe and let him awaken to his true self and not this other thing that he's trying to be. And Father, Mother God, we just thank you for that. And I see it done. And we say namaste. And we say amen. We stand on that. I believe that things are turning around. You're going to see an improvement here. I would say by September, you're going to see some improvement in him. And then the rest of the year. So just keep on praying for him. Continue to love him, which you already do. But continue doing that. But I do see a turnaround, okay?
May I say one thing? Another thing?
Yeah, go ahead really quick. I got to move on.
Last night, a person came to me with brown pants on, holding a blue ball. He walked up to me, and I heard two footsteps, and I was in the bathroom. And he brought this ball to me, close to me. He was right in front of me. And as he came close to me with this ball, he passed on to me, Michael, all the chakra colors, one at a time.
Awesome. That's cool. That is so cool. I appreciate sharing that. But, yeah.
Thank you. And just,
you know, stand in the gifts that are inside of you. And you know, we will continue to pray for you, continue to pray for your son, okay? I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and, okay, I keep, every time I try to go to another call, I get stopped. Okay, we're going to just pause for a minute because I need to figure, the Spirit's trying to show me something. And so please stay on my queue. If you're on the switchboard, please stay in queue. But we're going to be quiet for just a second, and I'm going to try to figure out, because I don't know if Steven's trying to want a channel or Spirit wants a channel or what's going on right now. So we're going to be quiet for just a minute. And so I just want you to take – I want everybody to close your eyes for me. You know, closing our eyes brings us to focus on spirit. Do you know that our physical eyes will distract us? You know, because we're looking at all the things around us. And so just close your eyes. I got my eyes closed. Just close your eyes for a minute. And I want you to take a deep breath in with me, please. Just breathe in. Breathe out. Let's breathe in. Breathe out. Let's just focus. You know, Spirit is so good to us. You can open your eyes if you want. Do you know that Spirit is so good to us? All the time. You know, a lot of us are going through struggles right now. Your own struggles, your own journey. Your journey might be different than mine right now. I might be facing things that you're not facing, and you might be facing things that I'm not facing, and you might be facing things that I've already faced, and so on and so on. But do you know that the love of Spirit never changes? Do you know that Spirit loves us so much that it goes beyond anything that we could ever even imagine? You know, I think that's where we have problems sometimes, because we try to wrap our minds around Spirit, and Spirit is way beyond our minds. We try to use our intelligence to say, okay, this is how spirit works, and spirit works way beyond that. Spirit has always been, and spirit will always be. And we are a part of that because we have that spirit of the universe within us. I'm probably going to take some more calls, but at this moment in time, I need to talk to you about some things. I need to do my job. As a seer, I'm going to build up to this. As a seer, a lot of times we see things that we don't understand. There's a lot of times that we see things that we don't know how to present them to you. There's a lot of things that happen as a seer. A lot of you are seers and you understand that. For over a few years now, I have been seeing something that I don't know how to talk to you about, but I need to talk to you about it. I've been hinting and I've been skirting around some of it here and there, but today we're going to stop skirting. I have mentioned this, I think, in a prediction at the beginning of the year, that I saw martial law in major U.S. cities soon. Well, that soon is soon. If you listen to this show for any length of time, you have always listened to me and heard me say that let's pray for Washington, D.C. Let's pray for the East Coast. Let's pray for that area. Today is no different. Since the beginning of this year, in January of this year, Spirit showed me a vision that I'm about to share with you. And before I share this vision with you, it is my obligation to tell you that this is just a potential. Okay? This is not set in concrete. Nothing's ever set in concrete. So I don't want you to go into a place of fear. I want you to go into a place of prayer. This program has always been here believing in the power of prayer, and that's where I stand today because I believe that everything can turn around. I asked Spirit, when Spirit showed me this vision that I'm about to share with you, I asked Spirit, I said, why would you show this to me? And he said, the reason why we show people things is that as long as we're showing you things, then there's always a potential to change what we're showing you. I want to say that again. If Spirit's showing you something, then there's always the chance to turn that around. I've debated all night long on what I'm about to share. And that's why Spirit has taught me every single call to share this with you. So I want you to listen. And I want you not, like I said, I don't want you to go into a place of fear. Because I believe that everything can turn around. I believe everything can change. And I want to share with you what I saw. And I'm going to do that right now. So you might want to grab a pen. You might want to grab a piece of paper. And you might want to write down some things. In January of this year, I began to see tanks. I began to see soldiers. I began to hear sirens. And every time a siren goes by me, right now, I react to that. There's this unsettling feeling. I'm going to just tell you what I saw. I saw like buildings burning. I saw just destruction in certain areas. A lot of this is in the Washington, D.C. area. A lot of this will going to be, as far as I know, is going to like start in that area and mushroom out. I do see martial law in major cities. On the major cities at this moment that I'm seeing martial law in would be Washington, D.C., Boston. I think I mentioned that before in a prediction. New York City, things like that, major cities. Whatever is happening, my friend, I don't know what this is. I will honest be with, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know if this is caused by outside sources or if this is an internal thing. At this moment, I'm going to tell you that I believe that it's internal. I don't see this being influenced by terrorists outside of the United States. But, you know, we've been sitting on a powder keg for a while. And with unrest, there's always a chance for explosive people, always a chance for explosive personalities to emerge here. So I want you to pray, and I want you to pray for the East Coast. And I want you to cover, we've done this before on this program, and we're going to do it today. You know, the one thing, as I've grown up, I love this country. Honestly, I do. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that. You know, you can wrap me up in the flag if you want, because that'd be awesome. Because I love this country. I love what we stand for. But I also believe that there has been a deterioration in that. There has been an eroding. There has been a falling away from spiritual principles and spiritual beliefs. And we need to get back to basics. We need to get back to love. And that's what every spiritual leader that has ever been on our planet has brought to a message to this world is love, sweet love. That's all that's ever going to turn us around is love. Will this happen? I don't know. I hope not. But sometimes also there has to be wake-up calls. There has to be those moments that, you know, just wake up or you're going to have problems. Also, our planet and our world is changing constantly, ever-changing. Ever-changing. How do we prepare for the unknown? I don't know that. But what I do know is that we prepare through prayer. We ask Spirit to help us understand what is going on and to make things clear. And as I get a clearer picture of what's going to happen, my friends, I will tell you. I promise. But at the moment, whatever is about to happen in the Washington, D.C. area will be happening at this moment in time. It looks like it towards the end of September and early October. I don't know what that is yet, for sure. All I know is that there's martial law in major U.S. cities. And I will tell you that this does not look like a natural disaster. All I know at this moment. But I ask you at this moment in time to go to prayer with me for the leadership of our country, for the people that live in Washington, D.C. and the surrounding area. Let's go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, I just ask at this moment in time as the President of the United States always says, you know, God bless the USA. God bless the United States. I ask you to bless us. I ask you at this moment in time to protect us. There are people that do not like us on the inside and on the outside of our country. And I don't know exactly what is causing this martial law thing in major U.S. cities. But I pray that whatever is causing that, that it does not happen. You brought it to our attention for us to pray about it, for us to be aware of it. And right now, I pray for the leadership of the United States. I pray for every congressman, every congresswoman, every senator, and I pray for the president, and I pray for the vice president. I pray for the people in charge of the Pentagon, especially in charge of the Pentagon. I pray for the UN. I pray for every governor. I pray for every mayor. I pray for everybody in leadership. But I pray mainly for the leadership in the Washington, D.C. area. At this moment in time, I ask you to surround these places with white light. We begin with the White House. We surround the White House of the United States right now with angels. I put angels on every corner of the White House ground with flaming swords. I go to the Capitol building of the United States. I put angels on every corner surrounding the Capitol building with flaming swords. I surround the Washington Monument with angels with flaming swords on every corner. I surround the Lincoln Memorial with angels on every corner with flaming swords. On every street, of Washington, D.C. I cover every street with white light, and I put angels on every street corner of Washington, D.C. with flaming swords. We ask for your protection. We ask for your guidance as we move forward. We don't go into a place of fear, Father, Mother, God, but we come to you asking you to lead us. This country was founded on principles of spirituality, and we ask you to return to our roots, to return to the spirit within us. For a lot of us have got our eyes off of you and onto other things. Let us return to the principles that we were built on. And we thank you for it. And we say namaste. We say amen. All right. Appreciate you doing that with me. And thank you for listening to me. Let's go ahead and take some more calls here. 510, you're on air with me, and I appreciate you calling in today. Hi.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
I want to ask about me and my husband. What do you see happening, or what? Do you see any resolution, or we're going to go our separate ways?
Okay. All right. Have you guys been together for a while?
13 years.
Man, that's a long time. 13 years is a long time. Okay, as a reader, I'm going to tell you at this moment in time what I'm seeing, okay? And what I'm seeing is, at this moment, I'm really sorry to tell you this, but I'm seeing you guys going your separate ways. You know, can that turn around? I hope so. But, you know, as it stands of right now, I'm just seeing this ending, and I'm really sorry. You know, communication is a key. You know, I just feel like that he's closed off a little bit here. Does that make sense to you? I just feel like that he is shutting down or something. I just don't feel like that he's connecting. Does that make sense? I just feel a distance or something here. But, you know, if you do continue to go this way without this communication, you know, being honest with each other, and I just feel like that this is gone, and I'm really sorry. I wish I could see something different here. You know, and I've checked this 3 times as I'm talking to you, and I don't see it, you know, changing. But that doesn't mean it won't down the line, but right now I would say you guys are going to separate ways, and if you do, there is going to be a relationship down the road for you. It looks like in about 2014, there is something else that opens up. But I'm really sorry, and that's all I can tell you. You know, so you ask, and my job is to answer. And so, but I do appreciate you calling in. And you know, the thing is pray about it. You know, I wouldn't make any rash decisions right now. But you know, you did ask the question if. You know, are you going to go separate ways? And right now, unfortunately, that's what I'm seeing happening. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. You know, I just have a hard time sometimes having to say those things. But my job is to tell you what I'm seeing and what I'm feeling. Talking about changes, right now, Rose, we're going to go ahead and Rose, I'm going to open your mic. Hi.
Hello, Mr. Trickster.
What are you talking about?
Well, I didn't prepare to open my mic.
Hey, I gave you a warning. So,
yes, you did.
I said, hey. I'm going to open your mic. Is there a question? Do you got anything that you want to ask Spirit?
Maybe. How soon you see me get my own place? Because that's really my goal.
They're saying by the end of September. If not sooner. Yeah, if not sooner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's just my big goal. That's the only thing that I'm nervous about because...
Yeah,
would like to get out of the roommate situation.
Yeah, I would see you and your son in your own place by October.
Yay, that's positive news.
I know, positive, and everything's good. Nothing to worry about. I don't see any problems. You getting home, so you know, don't worry about anything. Don't create a problem. You know, so, but definitely see everything being good, all right? So,
okay, thank you so much, Michael, and thank you for the listeners for the prayers. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah, no problem, and we'll continue to pray for you. Let us know when you get home, all right? All right, thank you, Rose.
I will, for sure. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. If you haven't been over to my website, I'm going to talk to you about... my best friend, and then I'm going to probably let him talk to you here in a minute because I think he's pushing through here. If you haven't been over to the website lately, my website, www.insightswithmichael.com, there's a couple of videos over there. One of them is at the top of that page, and that's me talking to you and welcome you to the site, explaining to you a little bit about why you should use me and things like that. And so that's at www.insightsofmichael.com. There's one video up there. Then right underneath that video is another video. And if you watch that video, you're going to meet Stephen. Stephen is my spirit guide and has been my spirit guide ever since I took breath in the human form that we call Michael. And so, and I will tell you, when I channeled that, which was yesterday, that video was made yesterday, and I'm a conscious channel. I'm a full body channel for Stephen. Stephen does have his own voice. Stephen has, I will tell you, Stephen has walked using my body. I was at a live event one time, and Stephen channeled there, and I didn't know for sure what was going on. And then after the event, people said, well, Michael, did you realize that Stephen walked around the room? My eyes were closed, and Stephen actually stopped at certain people, talked to them, gave them messages, and then sat down. I've had a hard time, and I'm going to admit this, and I'm going to apologize publicly over air to Stephen for not allowing Stephen to channel through me like he wanted to. But that stops today. And I've been afraid. A lot of you are afraid to use your gifts sometimes. A lot of you are afraid to step out. You're afraid what other people are going to say, what other people are going to think. And we have to toughen up. We have to stand in spirit, and we have to do what spirit wants us to do. Stephen is my best friend. I don't know what I would do without him. I mean, he's saved my behind many times. He's an awesome, awesome spirit. He was an awesome person when he was in human form. And so, you know, if you want to learn more about Stephen, go to the website, listen to the video. And that was yesterday. And the one thing we're going to do something starting today, actually. Once a week, if you would like to write a question in, what we're going to do is we're going to let you write a question in to Stephen about whatever you want to ask. If you want to ask him stuff about him, that's great. If you want to ask him about the world in general or about spiritual things, that would be probably better. And so just remember, Stephen is a intelligent spiritual being, and so just keep that in mind when you're asking him questions. What we're going to do is you write in your question, and then once a week on our website, we will have a video response to your question. We're going to pick one out of there every week, and then Stephen will respond to that in a video clip on our website. So you can write those in at youareawakening@gmail.com. When you write those in to youareawakening@gmail.com, please put in the subject line. So, because I get a lot of email, that's where all my guests go. That's where everybody sends emails. So to be sure that we get your email too, Stephen, please put in the subject line to Stephen. Then we'll know that those go to him, okay? So if you have a question that you would like to ask him, he's more than willing to answer those, okay? All right. The next voice that you are going to hear on this program right now, actually, will be Stephen. And I'm going to let him come forward, and I'm going to allow my consciousness to move backwards at the moment and let Stephen come forward. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. Namaste, my friends. I come to you today to talk to you, to visit with you, to get to know you. It is a thing that I want to talk to you about today is getting to know you, getting to know the real you, getting to know the spiritual you. There is no way to have a relationship if you do not know the other person, or if you do not know what the other person is about. That is, you cannot have a relationship like that. It is an impossible feat to do that. And so what I would talk to you about today is having a relationship with the spirit within you. A lot of you do not allow that to happen, for a lot of you do not know how to let that happen. You do not even know what that means, to go inward. And I am not getting onto you, I am just talking to you. And I have come today to help you with this, to help you understand that you are more than just flesh and blood. The flesh and blood is what houses you. It is not who you are. It is your house. And a lot of you have got hung up on the house and not realizing that there was more. You have settled for the human part of you. And you have gone into your intellect, into your thinking, and not into your spirit. Somewhere along the line, my friends, you have shifted. Because when you were born, when you were put here, your consciousness was one with the consciousness of spirit. And then along the way, what has happened here is somewhere along the way, you have moved away from that. It might have been a gradually process. It might have been slow process. But what has happened is you have given power to your intellect, to your thinking. A lot of you overanalyze everything. You cannot dissect spirit. You cannot dissect me. A lot of you right now are trying to analyze me even. And you are not going to get me. That is not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get the message. You're supposed to listen to the words that I am saying to you. And what I want to say to you is that you have to learn how to go inward. Can you do this? Absolutely. When I was in human form, as who I was in human form, I had problems, as you do, of shifting from my intellect into my spirit. But I learned. I had great spiritual teachers that came into my path and told me, said, so-and-so, we come to you right now, and we come to you to teach you to how to go inward. And I'm about to teach you how to go inward as they had taught me. So I teach you. For that is what we do. We learn something so we can teach others. Why would we learn something and just keep it to ourselves? It would not make any sense, would it? So I learned how to take back the power that I have given my intellect back in human form back in the day. And how I learned that is by listening. Not listening to others. Not listening to all the outside sources that chatter to us on a daily basis. But I begin to quiet myself. That is what my teachers taught me. They said to quiet yourself. Do you know that a lot of times as humans, you keep busy because you do not want that quiet. Because in that quiet, for some reason, your intellect has told you that that is a scary place. Has told you that that's a place of fear. But that is not a place of fear. It is the only way. The only way to center is by quieting. It's the only way. To the peace that you want, to the inner peace that you want and need, the only way to get there, my friends, is by going inward. By going to release yourself. To say, I am in the way. This is one thing that I have taught Michael. And the reason why I have spoken to you today away from Michael is that Michael hasn't always told what we would ask Michael to say. And what I mean by that is that Michael is a great teacher, a great leader, but he's also very, very human. But we love Michael and we use Michael because inside of Michael, past all of the rough edges of Michael, is a heart of gold. And it is the same with you. Inside of you is so much potential just waiting to be unlocked, waiting for you to go into it. Do you know that a lot of things have been held back by you? Is what I am trying to say here. Sometimes my tongue gets tangled. But I want to say that it is okay to be right where you are. A lot of you is what's happening here. A lot of you have just started on your spiritual journey, and it is, you think that you should already graduate. You think that you should already be an enlightened being. But it is a process that you have to go through. It is a journey. It is a journey of learning and a journey of getting to know you, getting to know the true you. I ask you a question right now. I ask you this. I ask you, do you really know who you truly are? Who you truly are. Not who people say you are. Not the human label that has been put on you. But the true you. The spiritual you. Do you understand this? I hope that you do. I hope that you will. And I know that you will. And I know that today a lot of you are listening to me going, who is this Stephen guy? Who is this that we are listening to? And who I am is not that important. But what is inside of me is important. What teaching I say to you is important. I think, again, this is where we as humans get all wrapped up. We try to say, oh, I need to know this thing. I need to know where this information is coming from. But the information, if it resonates with you, take it. If it don't, get rid of it. It is that simple. I hope that it resonates with you. I hope that it tugs on your heart. But if it does not at this moment in time, I wish you well. And I want you to grow in your own timing, in your own way. For some of you are not ready for a lot of things that I will be sharing. But that is okay. But that does not mean that you should not listen. Because it is a seed. What I will be doing in the near future is planting seed. And it is like a farmer. A farmer goes out, he plants the seed, and then maybe somebody else comes along and waters it. Maybe somebody comes and cultures it. But I tell you, if it resonates, let it grow. If it don't, then just let it rest. I leave you with this time. And I say namaste, my friends. And thank you so much for listening to me. And I love you so much. Namaste. Thank you, Stephen, for speaking to us today. And, you know, the one thing that I'll tell you, new stuff sometimes is new stuff. But it is time for us, my friends, to be open. We don't have the luxury, I will tell you. There are some things that I've seen down the road, my friends, that scare the daylights out of me. We do not have the luxury anymore of dragging our feet. And I am so sorry that I had been allowing fear to keep me from sharing some things with you. But I promise you that those days are behind us. I know that a lot of stuff that is going to be said on this program from now on is going to be a little maybe deep at times. But the one thing I will tell you is just, if you don't get it right now, that's okay. If you don't get it right now. But don't toss it out. And if you have some questions, if you have concerns, if you're, you know, wondering what's going on and why we need to shift now and why we need to change now, there's a shift in consciousness that's been going on our planet for several years now, guys. And that's what this is. It's a shift in consciousness. And our spirit guides want to work with us, want to talk to us. They got so much to share with us. We need to get out of the way a little. If you don't understand channeling, there's all kinds of information out on the internet. Go look it up, check it out. I believe in Stephen. I believe in the gift of channeling. I believe that all of this is of spirit, and I stand on that. If you would like to write me an email, you can do so at youareawakening@gmail.com. If you would like to set up a reading with me, you can do so by going to our website at www.insightswithmichael.com. It was always funny when I was a little kid, I would always leave my grandmother, and I would always say, "We will be right back," or "We are going to go to the store," or "We are going to go ride my bike." And you know, for a long time, she did not ask about "we." But "we" has always been me and Stephen. And I still, to this day, when I leave, sometimes people, I say, "We'll be right back," or "We'll see you later." Stephen is a huge part of my life and always will be a huge part of my life. As long as I'm in this human form that at this moment in time that we call Michael. Will Stephen continue with me in another lifetime? If that's the case, I don't know. Stephen has been with me in other lifetimes. But in this lifetime, he's my best buddy. And your spirit guide wants to be that with you. Have a relationship with yourself. Have a relationship with spirit. Get to know your spirit guide. Say, "Hey, spirit guide, you want to talk to me?" Be careful on that, because if you say that out loud, you might hear a voice that scares you. So I would ask your spirit guides to come to you in a dream world. If you're not ready for them, just show up. Because they will. They will work with you. They want to work with you. It is time for us to work with them and save our planet. Let's get to work doing that, okay? I appreciate everybody that called in today. Again, if you would like to write me, you can write me at youareawakening@gmail.com. Again, website is www.insightswithmichael.com. I would tell you to go over and watch the two videos. Watch the video above first. That's me. And then go to the video below and watch that one. You will see a difference. Okay? You'll see a difference. You'll hear it. You'll feel it. So go over there and watch those two videos. And if you have a question, you know, write those in to us. Please put in the subject line "to Stephen" so I know that those go to Stephen, okay? Otherwise, they're going to get lost in the email. And I will tell you that right now, they're going to get lost. So please put in the subject line if you have comments to Stephen or questions to Stephen that you want answered. He'll do that. And so you can send those in to your awakening address to Stephen, okay? All right. We're done for today. Please continue to pray for Rose. She will be getting on the road here shortly. And so, you know, she still has about 8-10 hours away from her home. That's a long distance, though, guys. So continue to pray for her and her son and the cat. They have a cat with them, so let's not forget the cat. So pray for all three of them. And Kat, I'm sorry for not mentioning you earlier, but, you know, pray for her, her son, and the cat, and that they make a safe journey home. All right? You know, she's been away from home for a while, and if you've ever been away from home, it's just good to get back there. And, you know, that's what we're doing. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say in these last 3 minutes. Do you know that is what we're doing as spiritual beings? We're trying to return home. We're trying to awaken to who we truly are. That's what we're trying to do. Let's move out of the way and let Spirit move in, okay? All right. Have a great day. I love you guys so much. I will tell you, I do have readings today. I have cleared my calendar. If you would like to get a reading with me today, I do have time to do that today. Normally, there's a 24-hour notice that you have to go through. But I have time today. There's some things that happen where I do have some free time. And so if you would like to get a reading with me, you can do that. Our readings are half price right now. That will end at the end of the month. And prices are affordable anyhow, but now they're really affordable. So if you need me, just reach out, okay? All right. Thank you so much for being here. We will be on air tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central. We do have a guest with us tomorrow. And so she's a medical intuitive, and she will be with us tomorrow, all right? We will be not doing any psychic readings tomorrow. But if you have some energy blocks and things like that, she will be talking about that. So, but we won't be doing, like, psychic stuff tomorrow, okay? But she will be here tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central, okay? And then I'll be back on Thursday and Friday and Saturday, all right? Have a good day. Talk to you later. You be you, I'll be me, and together we will get there. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Bye for now, and let's go ahead and go down and find a song to close out with. How about this one? See you guys later. Bye-bye. May we all see the light within, within, within.